Where are the... I've got the keys.
I have the keys.
Right, have you, the children, got the items for the Home of Motors?
Motors. Hello, audio boom.
Right, careful now. Street cleaner. You need to shut the door. Do you want to come out as well?
Good dog.
Wait. Molly. Harry. Right, Molly. Straight across. Watch for cars. Otherwise we'll have a repeat of the... You've left the door open. The child girl, Tamara, left open the door. Right. Motorhome, open. Habitation area accessed. Right, what we need to do is to de-box. Where's the dog gone? Right.
No, my de-box.
Come in. Right, we need to... Oh, hello, Sarah. Please, be incoming. Was ist du? Was ist du? Right.
Why are we here?
That's what I've just asked in German. I need to de-box all of these items. What do you think de-box means, Jessica? Let's put on the engine. Oh, there's my socket set.
I don't know what...
For when I was tinkering with the engine. Right. Oh. Steering lock. Off. Oh.
Speaking German.
How much fuel have we got?
Oh.
We need some fuel, Harry. Harry, have you got any fuel anywhere you can lend us?
No. What?
Oh, sweet as a nut. Starts better than the galaxy. Bread? Oh dear, the bread of Satan. I need to take my socket set back in the house. Where was that bread? Well, that's not even mouldy. Oh my life, what's these things? Right. Where are you putting those tomorrow?
Don't copy Daddy.
Just put the empty boxes on.
Don't copy Daddy.
Don't copy Harry. It's pasta for me.
Yeah, and we don't have a
Oh, well, we will have to buy a pot of pasta then, won't we? Right, what I also want to do whilst I'm in here is take these lids out.
Hello.
See the lid in the back of there? Can you take that out? Because, oh, also what we need to buy is another one of these boxes. Now, where did I get these from?
No.
Home Bargains?
They don't have a...
Or B&M. Right, let's take the lid. In fact, do you think we could just leave the lids in at the back? That lid needs to come out, though. Yeah, that lid. Take that lid out of there. So what we're doing, now that I'm 3 minutes 40 seconds in, is come to the motorhome just to restock it with medley bars. Have you ever had medley bars by McVitie's? Oh, they're lovely. And Cadbury's Brunch Bar, Nutri-Green Bar. Can you see the dog? Hello, Moll. Moll, who hates travelling in the vehicles. We're not going anywhere in the motorhome. We're just restocking it. Kellogg's Cocoa Pops snack bars, Barney Bear cake bars, some fruit juice. So anyway, we're just restocking the motorhome with these things. These are good little snack things for the kids. And don't be going to Tesco, Sainsbury's, Waitrose, whatever supermarket Asda you go to. Get them from the pound shop, man, for a pound. Oh, well, whatever, man. But get them from the pound shop. If you're like me and you've got young kids and they eat every hour, you need to be buying healthy... Well, I don't know that these are necessarily healthy things, but... just to have a little look in the motorhome.
He's not going to chuck himself on the floor, is he?
Right, what is that ducting there? Oh, lots of cables. Let's leave those that cabling. People, stop. Keep an eye on that dog. Do not take your eyes off it. She's doing dog businesses. Fortunately, in the motorhome, we have many, many bags. Right, Harry, take these bags to Jessica, please. Not all of them. One, two, wait. Go. And Jessica can pick up the dog mess. Ugh. The one thing about owning a dog I hate. But it's got to be done. So having a general look around the motorhome. See what we need. What's this item here? A cool bag. Cool bag. I'm going to go and drive her as well for 10 minutes. I suppose if it's, I could put a tenner's fuel in, couldn't I?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll wait till tomorrow and fill it up when we go into Devon. Well done, Jess. Jessica, who hates picking up the poo?
I do.
You do. Right, here is the switch for the lighting. Oh, I see what he's done. Very clever. Okay, so what we need to do is figure out how I'm going to... Yeah, but you can use two bags, Jessica. Put that inside that one. Where did the yellow bags come from? Right, this I'm not too happy with.
No, it doesn't shut, so
right, then we'll have to do a reorg. Right, excuse me, because this is messing with my feng shui. Right, I've got an idea. Oh, no, that is... I'm just wondering, can we put a shelf in there? So I'm looking above the sink now at one of the cabinets, in the middle of the three cabinets. And we've got a box which is messing with my feng shui, so it's not, everything's not square.
Well,
so it's something I wanted to tackle before. Is there any more rubbish?
Yeah.
So also doing a general check because it's been raining for damp areas. Can't really see any, but it will probably take weeks. Right, these are the lights, look, Sarah, look here, with your Augen. There you see? So, the habitation lights are actually just car light bulbs. They are 12 volt, well, of course, because everything's 12 volt in here. What are they? Look what you're dragging into my motorhome. You're mucky, and now you're screwing the muck into the carpet. What are you doing? Children, when they're excited, they need punishing with fire. So they're just... So, what I thought about was doing a whole new fitment. But it's actually easy just to buy LED bulbs. Because the car bulbs that are in the... the car bulbs that are in the light itself use a lot of power and they get very, very hot. In addition, the habitation, the not the habitation, but the there's some what do you call them, there's little lights for the kids. They're two on a kind of dual brightness, dim and bright. They get hot. A spare loo roll. There's toilet rolls in here. Do you want one? I've got the toilet rolls. Oh. These are special toilet rolls for camping and caravanning by Thetford that are £1 million each. Now they're quite expensive. I think they're about a fiver for four toilet rolls. And You need them so that they kind of break up, decompose very quickly in the cassette toilet. But you can also use just cheap toilet paper. Right. So this is messing with feng shui.
Unless you've got another box, you cannot solve
them. Well, let's have a... What we need is one of those... I'm going to have to solve this problem.
Don't squish them, they'll get squashed and nobody will eat them.
Oh, right. I'll eat them.
No, you won't. It's crumbling all over your face.
I'll crumble you all over your face in a minute. Right, do you think these boxes go in this way? Oh, they're just 2 inches too long.
You need to find yourself a mug.
I need a mug. Yeah, because the mug holders... What? You know these narrow mugs? Oh, you can't put them in there, man. You can't do that.
Oh, but that doesn't mess with your bench.
Well, it rattles.
What
there we go. Yeah. Oh, right. So Tupperware boxes I can go looking for today. I'm just wondering.
Your eyes are better than mine.
Come here. What's she got in her mouth? Leaves. What is it? Drop it, put it down. A bus tennis ball. Right. That's not going to work either, is it? I think what... Because there's a lot of space wasted up high. If we get... I'm just wondering if we could even just make a little shelf. Just like a cracket. You know, a cracket? A little wooden seat. You know what I mean? Just knock 3 bits of wood together.
Yeah, but a wooden seat is going to take up space on the kitchen.
Oh, God. The shape of a cracket.
Yeah, it's going to take space.
Well, no, I can put a shelf in because all we need to do is stick those wedges in and a bit of wood. Aye, never mind. Exciting stuff.